Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 10th para was recited, continuing from Surah Anfal. In Surah Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the battle of Badr in great detail, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance came to the believers. And this continues in the 10th para, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the booty money which came, and how it must be distributed, who it must be given to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came to the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it look for the believers like the kuffar were very small in number. The kuffar were over 3 times more than the Muslims. But Allah made it look in their eyes like they are small. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in the kuffar's eyes also the Muslims look very, very small, very weak, so that they will definitely go to fight. And this was a battle of Furqan, separating between haq and batil, the truth and falsehood. Allah ta'ala wanted to make it apparent in the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this. And then Allah ta'ala mentioned certain principles. The principles are for the jihad akbar, the main jihad which the people are making, I mean the big jihad when you are fighting against the kuffar. But we can apply the same principles to our life also. Daily we are fighting against shaitan in our nafs. So we apply these principles to that also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of iman, when you will meet a jamaat in jihad, first butu, you must remain steadfast and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance, so you will be successful. So we have to daily make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fight against nafs and shaitan. As soon as a person leaves out his dhikr, he becomes weak. And a person has to be steadfast also, he must be firm. I'm going to have courage within himself. I'm going to stay away from sin, I'm going to stay away from the evils of shaitan and my nafs. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, be obedient to Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, and do not fight amongst yourselves. فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا, and otherwise you will become weak, your strength will go away. The minute there is fighting amongst people, whether it's in their own person's house, he starts fighting with his wife, then there is no love and muhabbat, then there is always problems in a person's life, there is no strength. Any family which they are fight, arguments, then there is no unity, then what happens is that there is no strength. So in every aspect, even in the battlefield, Allah Ta'ala mentions, the minute you start fighting, differing amongst yourselves, and you're not prepared to accept one Amir, then what will happen now? All your strength will go away. And then there won't be, Allah's help won't be with you people. Wasbiru, and have the quality of sabr, especially in the battlefield. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin, Allah is with those who make sabr. Then Allah Ta'ala says, do not be like those people who come out of their houses with arrogance, and just to show people, and prevent people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala hates this action there. And the person has got pride within himself. The person has got arrogance. And the way he walks also, he walks with that pride. This is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says that shaitan, he purified for the people their actions. He told the kuffar that, you know what, you do this, you can fight against the Muslims. You people will be successful. And no one will be able to overpower you people. I'll help and assist you. And then when the people came, now the two jamaats met. And Shaitan saw the angels coming to help the Muslims. He was the first one to run away. And he said, Inni bari'u minkum, I am free from you people. I see what you people cannot see. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how Shaitan deceives people. He buys things for people that you must do this action. Do this action. It's very beneficial for you. When a person goes into that sin and guna, and then when a person falls into some problem, then Shaitan immediately is gone away from there. And this person, his whole life becomes messed up. For example, a person, he saw one beautiful woman, or he's a secretary in his office, and now he's talking to her, she's flirting with him, and now Shaitan encourages him, this is a wonderful opportunity, no one will ever catch you. But then a person falls into haram, he falls into evil, and then tomorrow he's disgraced, embarrassed, his family now is broken up because of the day, and Shaitan has left him, now this person has to face the music himself, has to face the problem himself. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. When it comes to haram money also, a person who's getting so much of money is called haram good. So he thought, I can make such a big profit here. So it looks very nice outwardly. Shaitan beautifies it for a person. Every guna and sin, he makes it nice for a person. But when a person eventually sees the reality, then a person, it's too late for a person. Now a person is embarrassed, a person is disgraced. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us from the evils of Shaitan, evil of our nafs also. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. At that time also, when the Muslims were fighting, they said that these people, their deen has made them deceived. How are they going to get helped and assisted? But they were shocked to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that even though the battle of Badr took place, the Muslims are not prepared. But now till Qiyamah, wa'iddu lahum, it is compulsory upon the believers to prepare themselves to fight against the kuffar. مستطاعة من قوة ومن رباط الخير, whatever strength a person can get, and preparing the horses to create enmity in the hearts of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your enemies, and many other people who you do not know. لا تعلمونهم, we do not know them, but Allah Ta'ala knows them, knows them. And whatever a person is spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters, Allah will give him the full reward of it, and no zulam and oppression will be made upon them. So people must prepare themselves spiritually also, which is the most important thing, and then physically also it's necessary for a person to be prepared always. Whatever physical exercise you do, for example, make the intention that I'm preparing myself so I can go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one great bounty of joining the heart. This was the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If people had to spend all the money in the world, they could never have joined the heart. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the joiner of heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encourage the believers to go and to make jihad. If there are 10 amongst you people, they will 20, they will overcome 200 people. If there is 100, they will overcome 1,000, 1 to 10. This was in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That means if you go out in jihad, and there is 10 people on the other side, and you are one, you cannot run away from the battlefield. It wasn't permissible. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because you people are getting weak, so Allah has made it easy for you people. And now Allah has made it such, if there are 100 amongst you, they will overpower 200. That means if there are 100 Muslims and 200 non-Muslims, the Muslims cannot turn back. The Muslims still have to continue fighting. But if there are more than 200 people, if there are three times the amount of Muslims, then it's permissible for the Muslims to retreat and go back and get help and assistance. So this was the law which was changed thereafter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, wallahu ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with those people who are steadfast, who are firm who are firm. Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come with them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the battle of Badr, there were two views amongst Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's feeling was that the close family members must kill their own family members who are the prisoners, so that kufar and the roots of kufar are completely destroyed. All these big leaders of the kufar, they are destroyed. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu felt that no, don't kill them, but let them go free. Some ransom money will come to the Muslims. It will help and assist the Muslims. So anyhow, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed decision in favor of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's youth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not happy with this decision. But because Mashura was made in Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's azab did not come down upon them because there was Mashura was done regarding this matter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually in a bit harsh words, Allah Ta'ala addresses the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do you people intend the things of this world? Allah Ta'ala wants the akhirat. You were supposed to have got rid of the forces of batil and kufr. But anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, whatever was that mali ghanimat, wealth which had come, Allah says it's completely halal and pure for you people, and tell them, now some people had to pay money. So Allah Ta'ala said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell those prisoners who are in your hands, if Allah Ta'ala knows there is goodness in their heart, Allah will give them more than what has been taken from them, and Allah will forgive them. What happened was, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was also caught in this battle. So Hazrat Abbas, one of the uncles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got no money. I can't pay the ransom. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what about the money you hid in your house before you came out for the battle? He told your wife must hide it in a certain portion of the house. So he got a shock. He said, besides myself and my wife, no one else knew about this. How you know about it? Definitely you are the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he accepted Iman straight away. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even though you accepted Iman now, but you are a prisoner, we have to free you, you still have to pay that money. And Allah Ta'ala gave the promise here that if you will give that money in the path of Allah Ta'ala here, because to free yourself, Allah knows what's in your heart is goodness, Allah will give you much better than that day. And Allah will forgive your sins. So later on he used to say, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time I only had one slave, now I've got about 10 slaves, each of them are working for me, I'm making so much of money. And secondly, I've got the hope, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the second part of the promise, that Allah Ta'ala will forgive me. So Allah Ta'ala is fully aware exactly of what is happening in the world. Allah Ta'ala knows what's in the hearts of people. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great virtue of hijrat and jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how those people who are prepared to make hijrat and help and assist one another, the Ansar, ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa, they are the true believers. Allah Ta'ala will forgive them, and Allah has given them great levels in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has promised them. The next surah is Surah Tawbah. This also is a continuation of the previous surah. And in this surah, one speciality is that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is not mentioned here. It's 113 surahs of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned Bismillah. But in this surah, Bismillah is not mentioned. And one of the reasons the ulama say, is in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the kuffar with very harsh terms. Where Allah ta'ala is making the jihad compulsory upon the Muslims, where they have to go and fight against the kuffar, and those who especially who had caused a lot of harm to the Muslim people, and they had tried to destroy the deen of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said now, tell him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah and his Nabi are completely free from the mushrikeen who caused so much of harm to the Muslims. And now they've got some time, they must leave Makkah Mukarramah. Makkah Mukarramah is the land of Islam, and it will remain till the day of Qiyamah like this. So they must leave the place. They've got 4 months. Whatever pacts the Muslims have made to them, when it comes to an ending, then this will be completely terminated, and they will not be making any new pacts after this year. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people this year, in all of these laws, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in great detail. That's another name of the surah, is Surah Fadiha, the surah which disgraces. Allah ta'ala exposed the qualities of the munafiqin and hypocrites in this surah, and this is one of the last surahs of the Quran Sharif revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was in the Battle of Tabuk. Many things were revealed here. The Battle of Tabuk was the expedition which was compulsory for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to go out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make a differentiation between the believers and the munafiqin, the hypocrites. And Allah made it such that all the hypocrites remained behind. All the believers went out in this battle. So that is why, how will a person, in the time of Nabi Sassan, there were true believers also, there was munafiqin also. How will a person differentiate now, is a person a Sahabi or is a munafiq? How are we going to know? Because we can't see what's in the hearts of people. So by means of the jihad, Allah Ta'ala utilized in the battle of Badr, for example, the battle of Uhud, and the battle of Tabuk. Those people who took part in those battles, and in Hudaybiyah, then that person is definitely a believer. So that is why the Sahaba radiallahu anhu in the hadith kitab will say, this person took part in the battle of Badr, we took part in the battle of Uhud. So because the declaration comes in the Quran Sharif, that they are Sahaba. So nobody can have any doubt till the day of Qiyamah. We just have to find out now whether that person took part in a certain battle. Once you find out he took part in a battle, then that means definitely he is a true believer. Allah has already declared in the Quran. Allah has given him this rank, Allah has given him this rank, Allah has forgiven them. So then a person cannot have any ill thoughts, ill feelings about those people who have taken part in those battles. So that in this surah also Allah Ta'ala exposes the munafiqin and hypocrites, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many of the evil qualities. So many laws and masail are mentioned, which won't really, it doesn't really affect us. It is in a time of jihad which takes place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that jihad in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a great ibadat. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَائِةَ الْحَاجِ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Do you people make feeding the hajis and building up the masjid al-haram, looking after it? كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Like those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and those who strive in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يستوون عند الله. They can never be equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is you are helping people, and one is you are helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever. الذين آمنوا وهاجروا وجهادوا. Those who have got iman, who make hijrat, and they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their wealth and their lives. Their rank and status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very high. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And they are completely successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them glad tidings of mercy from His side, and Allah is happy with them, and great and gardens of Jannat in which they will live forever and forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Their bounties which will be forever and forever, and they will reside in there forever and forever. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not take your fathers and your brothers as friends if they prefer kufr over iman. If you befriend them, then you are a zalim and oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your fathers and your children and your brothers and your wives and your family members and the money which you are earning and the businesses which you fear will come to and they will suffer a loss, and the houses which you love so much are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here some ulama say it refers to the hijrat, going in hijrat, that's faraj in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if these are more important to you, فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ, then wait until the punishment of Allah ta'ala will come to a person. Because this was faraj and compulsory for a person, or the jihad which took place in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compulsory, so Allah ta'ala once gives a very severe warning. It is compulsory for you people to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one evil quality in people is when the help of Allah is taken away from people, is when ujab comes into people. Even in the jihad, Allah ta'ala said, I've helped you in many, many places. Even in the battle of Hunayn, I helped you. But Allah ta'ala's help came to you people. But remember, إِذَا أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَسْرَتُكُمْ, because you had big numbers. So ujab came into your pride, arrogance, that we got big numbers, now we can do, we'll win this battle very easily. Because of that, Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance was taken away from the believers. So this Allah Ta'ala dislikes very greatly. If when our attention is more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's help and assistance comes. And as soon as a person feels, I can do, I'm strong, we're strong enough, we can do these things, ya Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance goes away from the believers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain qualities about the Ahbar and the Ruhban, the people of the Bani Israel who were eating the wealth of the people in the wrong ways, and they were saving up gold and silver and not utilizing it in the correct ways. People were giving them money and they were taking it for themselves, not utilizing it, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, when this money is not spelled, this person doesn't pay his zakat especially, then they will be branded in the fire of Jahannam on the forehead, on the side, on the back. It will be said to them, "Hada ma kanastum li anfusikum." This is what you have saved up for yourself, kept away as a treasure for yourself. Now fazuku bima kuntum taknizun. Taste whatever you have saved and you have kept back. A person will be completely destroyed. So whatever money a person has got, the person must spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially his zakat, it is farz upon him. He must make sure he's giving his zakat in the correct way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Sahaba radiallahu anhum to proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, if you don't help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala is not in need of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will help you. Remember the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum went out during Hijrat, Thaniya's name. It was, and one of the two, there was just two of them. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu helped Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went out with him. And Allah ta'ala said, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَوْحِبِهِ, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companion, this is where the companionship of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is proven from the Quran Sharif. If anybody who denies this here, he become a kafir immediately. Because this is in the Quran. لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Do not be frightened, do not be worried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance is with us. So Allah says, I don't need you people's help also. If you will make jihad, strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's for your own benefit. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of us. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as if one doesn't want to help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just one person or two people is sufficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his deen to spread in the world. So if a person is, Allah is accepting a person for the khidmat of deen, it's not his own kamal and perfection, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that you must not become ever fooled by the wealth and the children of the kuffar and disbelievers. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala only wants to punish them by means of these, the wealth and the children in this worldly life. That's by means of punishment for these people. Sometimes they go through such difficulty and problems because of their children, because of their wealth. So don't ever think that they have got so much of things in this dunya and our hearts become inclined towards them. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned certain masail regarding zakat, who zakat must be given to. You know, we should be very careful also who we give our zakat to, find out the masail properly and give our zakat in the correct ways. It's a very great, important part of our deen, person giving out his zakat. And many times we are not careful, we just give our zakat to anybody and our zakat does not become discharged. In the last ruku, last quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the munafiqin, hypocrites. They call people towards evil, prevent people from good, and they are stingy. They have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah has forgotten them, and they are the ones who have break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. On the other hand, they are the believers. How they are helpers in one assistance of one another. They amuruna bil ma'ruf, they command people towards righteousness, prevent people from evil. They are performing of salah, perform salah properly, give the zakat, and they obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people who Allah ta'ala special mercy is upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year after has promised them Jannah. So we should try to bring these qualities of the believers within ourselves. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are some people who take a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if Allah gives us money, then we will definitely spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be a pious person. But for some people it's not good, because when Allah ta'ala grants them from His fadl and grace, then they become stingy, then they turn away from Iman and Islam, and sometimes they even become a munafiq and become a hypocrite because of the love of wealth. So this can destroy a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware exactly of the condition of the hearts of people. And then at the end of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one of the munafiqs, hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he had caused a lot of taklif and difficulty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that he slandered the pure wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and many, many other times he had caused harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he passed away, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed such akhlaq and character to him that when other people saw this here, many munafiqs also they accepted Islam. What is the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So anyhow, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to perform janazah salat for him. Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhu said, he's a munafiq, he's a hypocrite, oh Nabi of Allah, don't ever do it. Then the ayat of the Quran Sharif came down, that even if you make istighfar for them 70 times, Allah will never forgive it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll make it more than 70 times, istighfar for him. Maybe Allah ta'ala can still forgive him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu, most likely, he took, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or his own kurta, I think it was, he took his own kurta and he gave it for the kafan of this munafiq and hypocrite, because his son was a true believer. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Abu Umar radiallahu anhu was very upset. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent down ayat of the Quran Sharif, that, O Nabi of Allah, la tusalli ala ahadim minhum mata abadan, that any of them who have passed away, whether as munafiq and a hypocrite, or kafir, don't ever read janaza namaz upon them, wa la taqum ala qabri, do not even stand at the qabr. Innahum kafaru billahi wa rasuli, they make kufar with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they died in this condition here. So a person must never, so we cannot perform janaza salat, or we can't go for any, for example, is a funeral of a non-Muslim. As long as they are living, we can give them da'wat, make dua for them, they must get hidayat. But once they pass away, then it's not permissible for us now to go for the funeral rites, any of these matters. So we go and make dua for them also. This is not permissible at all, because they have made kufr in Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is an examination of iman to see where our loyalty lies to Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it lies with the family members. It's a very severe test of a person's iman. But anyhow, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until this wasn't, the ayat hadn't been revealed as yet, so he performed the janazah salat. When the munafiq saw this, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man has caused so much of harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still he forgave him, and how he overlooked him, he used his own kurta also to bury him. Many of them accepted Islam. So Islam spreads with akhlaq and character of people, and the lesson we learn here is that many people who cause us harm, Allah give us tawfiq, that we can try to overlook and forgive them, and bring alive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with good akhlaq and character. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter, the ending, he mentions about the battle of Tabuk, inshallah, which we will discuss a bit more in detail tomorrow. That there are certain people who wanted to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were excused, and they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, I haven't got money, I haven't got conveyance to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawallaw a'yunuhum, they turned away, and their eyes were tearing with, flowing with tears out of grief, that they can't spend money to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at least a person must have desire within himself. Many times in deen we cannot do a certain action, but at least have the desire for it. Allah Ta'ala looks at the heart of a person. So Allah Ta'ala loved this action of theirs, that Allah Ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran Sharif, that they cannot do a certain action of deen, but at least they look up to the people of righteousness and piety, and they have this desire within themselves. I wish I was like this person. A famous story, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, after he passed away, someone saw him in a dream, asked him, how did you face it? Allah Ta'ala forgave me, Allah was very kind. But there were, my neighbor was living next to me, he got a higher status than me. He said, how come he got a higher status? He said, he every day at namaz time, he was a very big family he had, but at salat time, as soon as azan used to go, straight away he'll put his, even his hammer, he's lifted it up, he won't put it down also, he'll put it away on his side and proceed to the masjid. And the second thing, the desire he had within himself, that, oh Allah, look at Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he's spreading the khidmah, he's doing so much of khidmah of deen, but and he's free the whole day, it's easy for him now to do the khidmah of deen. I wish I also had this ability. I have to look after my too many children. That's why the whole day I'm working, I can only do my faraiz, my basics. But I wish I was like him, because of the desire which he had within himself, as tamanna. Allah Ta'ala has given him a higher status than me also. So we must always have the desire to do good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.